This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about casinos breaking out in church services. That story right after this short message.
This is Stephen Strang, and I just want to call attention to the two books I've written recently called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, which came out in January, and then the sequel, which came out in early May, called God, Trump, and COVID-19, which kind of picks up where the first one led off. I wrote both of them to try to inspire Christians and motivate them to get involved because the issues are so important in this election. And I try to make the case, I hope I do make the case, that this is the most important election of our lives. I talk about it from a spiritual perspective. I talk about the prophetic. I talk about what God's word says on these different issues. I quote a lot of Christian leaders on what they say. I kind of give them a platform. Both books are very well researched. God, Trump, and the 2020 Election has extensive footnotes, really, as both of them do. And it's my way to try to make the argument that Christians have to get involved, that God has raised up Donald Trump for such a time as this, that he really is like the media portrays him, and he's been a very strong supporter of Christian principles. So you can get these books really wherever books are sold, certainly online on christianbooks.com or amazon.com or barnesandnoble.com, as well as on my own website, which is stevestrangbooks.com, where you can get a bundle or you can get a special price for multiple copies, and also all the copies on my own website, stevestrangbooks.com, are autographed by the author. A lot of people like that, so I went ahead and did it as just a blessing, and also maybe a little incentive to buy there. But really, wherever you get the book is fine. My purpose is to get out the word, and I need your help to help me get out the word for this very important election. God bless you.
In a midweek presidential campaign meeting for President Trump being held at a Las Vegas casino, the organizers decided to have a prayer and worship event because the Nevada governor gave an order that has banned churches from gathering in person while casinos can still operate. Ralph Reed, the Faith and Family Freedom Coalition chairman, retweeted a video from @let's_be_real showing hundreds of people worshiping Jesus in a casino, along with the caption, "Packed house at #EvangelicalsForTrump prayer and praise event in Las Vegas. Nevada governor banned church services, but casinos can operate at 50% capacity. So we are praying in a casino." Leading the fight against Nevada governor's ban is Calvary Chapel. The church's lawyers wrote to the court that the governor allows hundreds of thousands to assemble in pursuit of financial fortunes, but only 50 to gather in pursuit of spiritual ones. That is unconstitutional. On July 21st, the United States Supreme Court heard their case, but ruled 5-4 against the Constitution's First Amendment protection of churches and their right to practice their religion and peaceably assemble in regards to the Calvary Chapel of Dayton Valley. Rather, the court upheld the governor's limit of 50 people gathering in houses of worship during the coronavirus pandemic, while allowing stores, restaurants, entertainment parks, and casinos to operate at 50% capacity. Chief Justice John Roberts sided with the four liberal judges in opposing the church's request without comment, while three of the four conservative judges wrote strong dissents. Judge Samuel Alito wrote that, "We have a duty to defend the Constitution, and even a public health emergency does not absolve us from that responsibility. The Constitution guarantees the free exercise of religion. It says nothing about freedom to play craps or blackjack, to feed tokens into a slot machine, or to engage in any other game of chance." Justice Brett Kavanaugh wrote, "Courts should be very deferential to the states, line drawing in opening businesses and allowing certain activities during the pandemic. But COVID-19 is not a blank check for a state to discriminate against religious people, religious organizations, and religious services. Nevada is discriminating against religion." And Justice Neil Gorsuch added, "The world we inhabit today with a pandemic upon us poses unusual challenges, but there is no world in which the Constitution permits Nevada to favor Caesar's Palace over Calvary Chapel. As churches are facing more persecution, notably in Democrat-run cities and states, it is important for Christians to remember that silence is not an option. We must pray, but we also must stand for righteousness. This is not a time for standing by and giving away our rights. It is important to not let the church be divided during this season, but know that change and hope truly must start with godly humility. If we do that, we will see Jesus lifted high. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, One Story Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every day. This is John. God bless you.